berry. Might you have around here?
Blackberries. Huckleberries. Or dewberries.
What about the kind you make shortcake out of?
Strawberries, of course.
Yeah. If you were talking about some type of berry that grow in the woods that you're not supposed to eat, and if they could kill you, you'd say that they were
poison.
Do you know, by chance, the tall bushes that grow up the mountains that have real pretty pink and white flowers on them in the springtime?
You're not talking about the redbud tree, are you, in the dogwood?
No, this is not really that tall. It's, I was wondering about Mount Laurel. Have you heard? What about, now this is a type of tree that's got big, shiny green leaves and then pretty white flowers that smell good.
Magnolia.
And if a person, well, like if I were to ask you who took care of you when you were little, you'd say your
mother.
And your mother's husband, you call your...
My mother's husband, Paul.
Yeah. This is kind of more complicated than it needs to be. When you were talking to them, what did you call them?
Mother and Daddy.
And
Mama sometimes.
Your father and mother together are called your
parents.
And a woman who's lost her husband is called a
widow.
And did you know either one of your grandparents?
Yes.
Well, when you were talking to them, what did you call them?
Grandma and Grandpa.
And
Granny, one of them.
Oh, you did, yeah.
I had a granny and a grandma.
And a grandma, though. what would you call one of those things that they put babies on? It's kind of like a crib on wheels with a sort of a hood on it, and they...
Crazy?
Batman? Yeah, and this is like to take them outside.
Oh, a buggy.
And people would say they were taking them outside, they were going to...
Take them for a buggy ride, I guess. I don't know. Stroll?
Yeah, for stroll or something like that. People talking about their children would be their sons and their
daughters.
And there would be boys and
girls.
If a woman's going to have a child, you'd say she's
pregnant.
And do you know what people would call those women that would deliver babies, you know, before they had doctors?
Midwives.
And if a boy had, facial features like his father, you'd say the boy
looks like his father.
And if the boy's actions were like his father, you'd say that he...
His actions were like his father's? Yeah.
And have you heard anybody say in a case like that, if, you know, he acts like him, you'd say that he takes after him? Mm-hmm. You heard used in that way?
Yes.
And if, talking about like a mother has three children to look after, and another way of saying that you've got to look after them, you might say you've got to talk about
take care of them.
Yeah. And seeing to it.
Raise them.
Yeah. And if a child had been bad, and you might say, now you're going to get a
spanking.
And if you saw a little boy that you hadn't seen in a long time, and he was a lot taller, you might say, my, how you have
grown.
And if your brother had a son, he'd be called your
nephew.
And you would be
his aunt.
And a child that's lost both its father and mother is called an
orphan.
And a person appointed by the court to look after that orphan would be